Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right, so you are on the People in Perspective show, and if you've just joined us, our format has changed for this week, and this is our new format. Basically, we have our labor segment, and then in the middle, we've got a feature, and then another feature at the end where we've got a recruitment. But what we're moving to now is Janet Dupria. Hello, Janet.
Hello, Saul.
How are you?
I am extremely well, other than my little croaky voice from last week.
It's lovely to have you on the show. And Janet is, joining us as one of the experts in the field that that we've had. Most of our guests come from some kind of psychology background. And Janet, I think, as far as I remember, when she told me, used to be a psychiatric nurse.
I was going to say, I come from a very different kind of psychology background.
Yes, I do. And then you went into, you did tell me a lot about this. Then you went into, you did a management qualification.
Yes, I moved into the business environment. Fairly soon, actually, after qualifying.
Yeah.
Spent a little bit of time back in medical aid after several years.
Yes.
But my love is business. I always say to people, what I learned in nursing and in the medical field was how to manage a complex dynamic system. And that's what excites me about organizations and business and leadership, is that that's exactly what organizations are, complex dynamic systems. That's what makes them fascinating.
I love them too. I think if you are, interacting with living things,
yes,
you'll see that they often take on a life of their own.
Absolutely.
And they're not the problem that we had started, where we had this in the 80s, where we've had the rise of these big sort of technology corporations.
Yes.
Where we had the introduction of dead spaces in organizations.
Yeah.
Looking at dynamic systems, and as an expert such as yourself, shines a light on organizational characteristics, which emphasizes life, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
And not death.
Absolutely.
And I think that was the major shift that happened, 40 years ago, since 40 years ago when we had this. And that since COVID, we've moved past the edifice that was created in order to command and control.
Oh, yes.
What had been there before. In your studies over the years, you can tell us much more about them.
Yeah.
Where have you sort of looked at the aspects of leadership and organizational development, things that having dynamic types of frameworks when you have to engage with people. Tell us a bit about that.
So I have got this very interesting career, and the nursing was the foundation. I then moved into the business environment, but I specialized in psych nursing, which gave me deep understanding of people. And I always say I've been studying people for 40 years. And I think that there's some really stunningly interesting things that have happened between the 20th and the 21st century. And you spoke about command and control. I think that for much of the 20th century, and a lot before that as well, but let's just focus on the 20th because some of us remember it, we had this environment in which there was a sense of control, of order, of structure. It was prioritized. It was part of the ethos of the methodologies that were used and are still used today in many organizations. One of the the areas that I've really enjoyed studying. I did finally finish a master's degree in 2022, and I focused on improving stakeholder engagement in the context of wicked problems, which is another topic we can talk about another day.
Yeah.
But part of that was studying and really deeply coming to understand complexity. And that so much of the systems that we operate in nowadays are no longer ordered and structured. They are, in fact, deeply complex. And what that means is we can't apply the same rules that we did when things were more ordered and structured. And I think that one of the massive paradigm shifts, and I talk a lot about the paradigm shifts that have happened between the 20th and 21st century, or over the last 100 years or so, is that one of the paradigm shifts has been that we are increasingly rejecting the idea that there are absolute answers, that there are black and white rules. It's interesting that we're following the labor segment, because those structures are still very, very valid when we are talking about ordered systems. But so much of business is not ordered.
You have hit the nail on the absolute head, because this theme has come up every week. And it's been the focus for me, which is now to say, we know that we've had a center which was an external point of authority, which had been designated before. It's the modernist framework, which we've had since the 20s. You still have executives who are in positions of power that have that total mind frame. They have the mindset of Taylorism.
Correct.
The siloed, very structured, orderly, industrialized, way of looking at things.
Correct.
And I think the biggest shifts that have happened since the technological breakthroughs that we've had have given us a new version of reality.
Mm-hmm.
That to say, well, hang on a second, reality is not always linear. That Absolutely. It's actually multi-dimensional and happening simultaneously.
Yes.
And that is one of the big breakthroughs that people have had to make in themselves. What do you think?
Well, what I was going to say, Saul, is I think because I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah.
What this means is that leadership is having to shift dramatically. Unfortunately, you are absolutely right. There are many leaders who have been raised in the culture that you just described, and they have taken on those same ways of being. But if you operate in the wrong kind of way of being, ultimately you're not going to be successful. So you have to adjust the way that you lead to match the context. And the context, for example, one of my favorite examples is that what I call the emergence. So we used to talk about the millennials and the Gen Zs and et cetera. I just call them all the emergence. They no longer subscribe to the idea of power and control. And so if you continue to lead using power and control as your mechanism, you are probably not going to be successful in getting what you want out of those people. They'll leave. They have choice. They can go.
There won't be a receptor there for them.
Correct. Correct. So I believe that leadership as a concept, I mean, we can even debate the notion of leadership, because unfortunately it's been so badly done that people don't even want to use the word anymore. But let's assume leadership is still a legitimate concept. It has to change radically.
So in this 21st century, you said to me, the main thing about coaching and leadership is that it has to change in order to suit a new world that we're in.
Yep.
I mean, what are the most important ways that leadership has to change from your point of view?
So I think that there are four key things that I tend to focus on. I did a study several years ago, beginning of COVID, actually, where I looked at what are the critical skills that we need for the 21st century? And people were saying there were five and there were eight and there were three. Well, there were about 50 from when I pulled all the lists together. And I cluster those skills into four specific areas. The first one is that I believe leaders have got to become exceptionally good at influence and enrollment. And one of the ways that they do that is through being exceptionally articulate. And articulate is not just I speak well. It's about messaging and storying and words. And one of my favorite authors says, leadership is language. We create culture through the language that we use, the words that we choose.
So it's a combination of aspects and not just one or two. That's what we,
you know,
we're talking about, being able to communicate as opposed to just deliver.
Yes.
That's a big change.
Well, and to listen, because unfortunately for most of the 20th century, leaders did a lot of talking. They did very little listening.
It's a kind of shift in terms of behavioral, you know, excuse the crude word, but schema, to say before we were going down in one direction and trying to control and trying to stay on top of everything. And now we've dissolved into a multi person solution. Whereas we've moved from one solution into multi.
Absolutely.
Which is basically just now, but we bring everyone in and then we talk to them. We don't talk at them.
Yes. Well, and we talk with them.
Right.
And we listen to them. So, I mean, that brings me on to the second sort of core competence that I think leaders have to have. And that is that they have to be able to think. They have to be deeply, deeply aware. And they have to have insight. In the 20th century, you could follow a rule book. You could literally have the book sitting there. I mean, we all know we're assaulted by people who are trying to sell us things using a script. Scripts were the order of the day in the 20th century. Now we have to actually really be able to listen to our clients. We have to be able to hear what they really need, what their problems are that they're trying to solve. So there's lots of different things we could cover in the area of thinking. But we trained people in the 20th century to follow rules, to be automatons, and we didn't actually invite them to make decisions, to think strategically, to think ahead. So there are many skills that have got to be more actively developed. So that's sort of the second area. And the third one actually is something that unfortunately, it pains me every time I say this, because the third area is the area of interpersonal relationships. It's the area of being interdependent rather than dependent, having parent-adult relationships, which is what we had in the 20th century. We should by now have learned how to relate. We should have learned how to work in teams. We should have learned how to collaborate. And the truth is that we actually still do it really, really, really badly. And one of my favorite paradigms is actually came out in the 1950s. A man by the name of Eric Byrne talked about taking the position of being a parent, an adult, or a child. And in the 20th century, we had parent-child dynamics in organizations. And our challenge now is to develop egalitarian relationships.
It's, I think, you know, the capabilities that people have at their disposal, you know, given the status of things at the moment, I mean, they're able to get there. It sounds like you think they're able to get there. You know,
I'm an eternal optimist.
So am I. You know, I listen to Simon Sinek.
Don't start.
He's, you know, okay, I won't start. But, you know, there's a certain amount of encouragement that people need, I think.
Absolutely.
And they, you know, we've got a certain amount of nuts and bolts on the table. We've got the Gen X and baby boomer generation, which have certain tools.
Yes.
And then we've got people, and then you've got the people who have the new collaborative mind frames and, you know, the multidimensional mind frames. And then you've got people who have both and can help everybody get along better.
Yes.
I think you're one of those people.
I'd like to think so. I was a scientist. I did a BSc degree initially, yes. And but I would like to think I can do both.
So it's such an amazing thing. If you have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, I think we're talking about the reality of where we are right now, everyone. This is so important that culture as it is and belief systems as they are dramatically changing and have changed significantly over the last 10 to 15 years. Mm. And what's happening is that we're on a very subtle basis trying to guide people into this new world. You know, there was huge change between the world wars and what happened after that. Now we're in this fourth industrial revolution, which people keep talking about. And we need to be guided. And there are people out there like Janet to help you. We need to go to a short ad break. We'll be back shortly.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're on 101.9 IFM. This is Saul Rosenberg. You're on the People in Perspective show. And thank you for joining us. Throughout the show, we've been talking about people issues, and this is a people show. I'm a people specialist, and I'm talking to a people person. So if you're interested in people, tune in every week at 6 p.m. on Chai FM. Janet is a executive and leadership coach, and she is a specialist in organizational dynamics and employee engagement, and has been telling us the most amazing stuff. And I really hope that you have gotten something out. Janet, thank you so much.
Thank you, Saul. It's been great.
Thank you.
Appreciate being invited.
It's a pleasure.